Outside now, it's 63.
And it might be the prettiest day of the week, even with the rain. So stay tuned. 98Q will keep you posted. Hey, a couple times a month, we get the privilege of speaking with North Lakes Community Clinic, and we've got that today. Good morning over there at the clinic.
Good morning. How are you today?
We're doing great. We're doing great. How about over there by you guys? Busy as ever, I'm sure.
Yep.
I actually, as we've been sitting here waiting, I'll pull the curtain back a little bit. I've heard you typing away. You guys are always super, super busy helping people out. And boy, let me tell you, every time I talk to you guys at the clinic, it's almost kind of funny. There's a relevant topic. Either it's super hot out or the smoke is here. And we've just had some really easy topics. But what have you got for us today?
Well, I thought I'd talk about the common conditions that we see at this time of the year. You know, it's a time of year when people are much more active on the weekends, doing things at the lake, just being very physically active outdoors. You were just talking about the smoke, and certainly one of the things that people are coming in describing is lots of upper respiratory things. And we're not directly treating those upper respiratory conditions, but we're helping support them as they're recovering from that kind of an issue, the smoke or hay fever type allergies, and so dealing with the muscle tension that comes along with difficulty breathing. Oftentimes the front of the neck gets very tight. Oftentimes the face gets very tight. Oftentimes the upper back gets very tight. And so that's an area that those are areas that we tend to treat really regularly at this time. Soft tissue work, massage therapy, as with Tracy Davis here in the office, as well as myofascia release kind of work that the chiropractors do. We do dry needling to help with tension in those muscles, as well as the chiropractic manipulation. Sometimes we'll use therapies, handheld devices, massage therapy devices, Theraguns. We also see an awful lot of upper extremity issues, carpal tunnel syndrome, tennis elbow, golfer's elbow, are all very common conditions, shoulder conditions. And you can't necessarily prevent those conditions, but you can reduce the severity, you can reduce the impact of those conditions by stretching, regularly stretching before you're going to go out and be active. If you're going to be doing lawn maintenance and that kind of stuff, stretching beforehand. So those are common conditions. And another very common condition, of course, all year round is lower back pain problems in association with bending and lifting and twisting and reaching. You know, we see them with young parents who are pulling their children in car seats in and out of the car over and over and over again. We see it in middle-aged people who are weekend warriors who are doing lots of outdoor activities at the beach, at the lake. And so preventing that lower back issue, oftentimes people have been given exercises that they've done in the past for those problems, and so we tend to reaffirm that those, it's important to be doing those exercises on a daily basis. And then treatment in the office, and that treatment can include chiropractic manipulation, can include, as I said before, soft tissue work and therapy devices, electrical muscle stim, ultrasound. We've got a brand new laser here in our office that we're able to use for bigger problem areas, lower back, shoulders, thighs. It's called cold laser. That laser therapy tends to help the tissue heal more quickly, and so we've been using that quite a bit lately.
You know, I remember speaking a while ago about a new technology that was added to your arsenal there at the clinic, and I remember specifically it was something that was promising in treatment or management of TMJ, temporomandibular joint pain, and that kind of reminded me as I was thinking of that. You mentioned earlier just today that people may feel things like tension and muscle tightness, even in their faces. Is that pretty common with people coming in and mentioning that kind of thing?
It is very common. We see a lot of temporomandibular joint pain, which, you know, everybody knows just as jaw pain. And it is surprisingly common. Certainly it goes along with injury, but it also can go along with increased levels of stress. Having days where you spend a lot of time talking can contribute to those TM joint problems. And we do treat those with a variety of different therapies. We can certainly treat it with laser therapy that I was talking about earlier. Dr. Ben and I both do dry needling. We can treat it with dry needling. We do some soft tissue mobilization with the muscles of the jaw and manipulate the jaw. It's a very gentle manipulation that we do with the TM joint because it's a very delicate joint with very delicate soft tissue structures. But that's a fairly common part of it too. There are a few exercises that we oftentimes give people with TM joint problems. The easiest one that I give virtually every day to patients is just clenching and unclenching, actively, mentally, mindfully clenching and unclenching your jaw four times, and then settling your jaw slightly open with the tongue on the roof of the mouth and holding it there for about 20 seconds. And just that exercise oftentimes helps reset the muscle tone, relax the jaw, and kind of let people forget about the pain for a while and get on with their day.
Well, and that's something that really bears mentioning, too, is that, you know, there's a lot of different levels of addressing something. And I immediately think of all the pharmaceutical ads and the supplement ads that this is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any condition. And those are really three very different levels: diagnosis, treatment, and cure. But the one that might be missing there that we've been talking about a lot today is management. A lot of conditions, things like tennis elbow, things like sciatica, management is really not the only option, but it is for many people the most practical method of addressing things. Do you find you deal with a lot of those management type conditions at the clinic?
We do. We see a lot of patients who come in intermittently because they have pain or soreness, because they have limitation of function, and they over time kind of realize that the things that they do on their own, and then the things that we do together, can help them control and, as you said, manage the symptoms on a daily basis. For some conditions, there's just no cure beyond coping with it on a regular basis, every day, kind of doing something to help yourself with that condition. And it would be wonderful if every condition can be cured, but unfortunately, as we age, as we accumulate stresses, physical stresses in our lives, those conditions just are going to hang out. That's the way they are, but you can manage them better oftentimes.
Well, and I once heard it said, and forgive me, I don't recall who it was, but somebody was speaking about a similar topic with me at one point, and they said one of the greatest blessings in life is that as age brings you more things to deal with, it also provides the wisdom to deal with them a little bit better, at least for some of us. I'm not sure that's an everyone thing, but hey, for everybody else and for people who think they've got their condition under great management, I would still challenge them to stop into the clinic to talk to you guys and to apply your expertise, because as you've demonstrated here, there's almost always something you can do, a tweak you can make, even if it's just a slight adjustment to your daily lifestyle choices that, hey, do the same thing, but go about it a little bit differently. I imagine that's a pretty popular conversation at the clinic. Would I be right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and a daily conversation. Absolutely.
Fair enough. Well, if I'd like to have that kind of conversation with somebody at the clinic, what's the best way for me to do that? What number should I call?
Well, you can call us at 715-762-2950. That's North Lakes Community Clinic here in Park Falls. We have three chiropractors, massage therapy, and as you probably are aware, we also have behavioral health here in Park Falls available to patients. And we have usually can get people in very quickly, certainly within the week that they call typically. And it's our goal to help people through these issues.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate some time out of a busy schedule, and we'll chat with you again soon here on 98Q.
Thank you, Gray.
My pleasure. Talk to you again soon. North Lakes Community Clinic, I cannot believe we got to chat with them right on time because, hey, every once in a while I chat with them and it's, oh, I'm sorry, it's 2 minutes late, we had a patient, or I'm 3 minutes late, we had a patient. It was an awesome opportunity to get them at the scheduled time today. And please, don't misunderstand, I don't mind one bit waiting a couple extra minutes to talk to somebody like the people who call us from North Lakes Community Clinic. We talk with them a couple times a month, in fact, so we'll be hearing with them again before you know it. But far before that, we'll be chatting with Matt Krieger from Pioneer Financial Consultants, scheduled for 8:45, so we better get you an update before we talk to Matt on 98Q Country.